Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
I am an attorney in the state of Michigan, licensed to practice here for about 33 years, I believe. I could do the math, but why bother? And so I never thought I'd see this day, but it's gotten to the point now where states are saying they're going to do away with the bar exam. Well, of course, I took the bar exam back in 1991, took the bar exam, 2 days of just pain, a house of pain at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. But the Supreme Court of Washington, the state of Washington, now says the bar exam will no longer be required to become an attorney in Washington state. You'll still have to do some work, but the bar exam itself is going to go away as being necessary for you to become an attorney in the state of Washington. Emma Epperly wrote this for thespokesman.com, and the bar exam will no longer be required to become a lawyer in the state. The state Supreme Court ruled in a pair of orders last week. The court approved other ways to show competency and earn a law license after appointing a task force to look into this issue, and they've been doing that since 2020. The Bar Licensure Task Force found that the traditional exam disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks marginalized groups from becoming practicing attorneys and is at best minimally effective for ensuring competency, according to a news release from the Washington Administrative Office of the Courts. Washington is the second state to not require the bar exam, following Oregon, which implemented the change at the start of this year. Other states are examining alternative pathways, including Minnesota, Nevada, South Dakota, and Utah. These recommendations come from a diverse body of lawyers in private and public practice, academics, and researchers who contributed immense insight, counterpoints, and research to get us where we are today, said a Supreme Court justice who chaired the task force. With these alternative pathways, we recognize there are multiple ways to ensure a competent, licensed body of new attorneys who are so desperately needed around the state. There will be three experiential learning alternatives to the bar exam, each for people following a different path of legal study. The specifics, the scale, and the implementation of it have yet to be developed. Law school graduates can complete a six-month apprenticeship while being supervised and guided by a qualified attorney, along with finishing three separate courses. And I can tell you that that is actually what they used to do in the old days. You may have heard that Abraham Lincoln was an attorney. Clarence Darrow famously was an attorney. Clarence Darrow attended the University of Michigan Law School briefly, quit, and just went and apprenticed. Abraham Lincoln likewise just learned by doing in an office somewhere, working with another attorney. So that pathway obviously can work. It's a question of whether or not people can slip through there without learning anything. Law students can become practice ready by completing 12 qualifying skills credits and 500 hours of work as a licensed legal intern. Upon completion of those requirements, they would submit a portfolio of that work and then could get a waiver of the bar exam itself. Typically, students will complete an internship between their second and third years of law school, gaining about 400 hours of experience, according to the task force's report. Then, if they do about 3 hours a week of legal work through their final year of school, students could have 500 hours of experience upon graduation, leaving the portfolio simply to complete before licensure. Lastly, law clerks can become lawyers without enrolling in law school by completing standardized educational materials and benchmarks under the guidance of a mentoring attorney, along with 500 hours of work as a licensed legal intern. While people always have been able to study law under another attorney, then become licensed, this new pathway creates standardized educational materials and removes the examination requirement of the bar exam. Now, what I worry about, it talks about the law clerks who are already licensed, just getting 500 hours of the mentoring attorney and becoming an attorney. I'm not sure what kind of education, you know, sit down in classes that the law clerks had compared to the law students, you know. So Gonzaga School of Law Dean Jacob Rooksby said he is supportive of alternative pathways, but hopes they'll be implemented at a smaller scale first. He said, "I'm on board with it in the concept, but the devil is in the details. The pathway for law students supposes that law schools will be involved in some level. It's unclear how that will impact Gonzaga and other law schools at this point. I urge that we move in this direction cautiously and viewing it almost as a case study or a trial to see how could the different schools implement it, but in a small scale. He proposed allowing no more than 5% of an incoming class to pursue the experiential pathway at first until the profession can gauge interest from students and employers. Rooksby also has some concerns that the pathway would be of particular interest to people with family connections in the legal field, which likely wouldn't be contributing to the goal of diversifying the profession. He hopes for guardrails that the goal of increasing diversity and meeting legal needs in marginalized communities is met. He expects the earliest an alternative pathway process could be implemented at his law school would be 2025. The Supreme Court called for the investigation and adoption of assessments and programs to help ensure lawyers remain competent throughout their careers, not just at initial licensure. These changes are in addition to Washington adopting the new National Conference of Bar Examiners Next Gen Bar Exam, which focuses more on practice and real-world skills. That exam will be implemented in summer of 2026. The court also lowered the bar exam minimum passing score from 270 to 266, a reduction previously made during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I forgot what that equals, if that's like a 75% or a 70%, but dropping it by four answers. The dean said the first year students at Gonzaga would be taking the new exam, and the school has begun working on an adjusted curriculum. He's happy the exam focuses more on practical skills than the traditional standardized test memorization. The combination of adopting the next-gen bar exam and lowering the score are positive steps to close the access to justice rate that we have in Washington State and other states have as well. The Washington State Bar Association will implement the changes. A timeline is yet to be set. The bar did not respond to requests for comment. The task force, made up of representatives from more than 30 groups and areas of practice, also examined the character and fitness process for a lawyer licensure. The state Supreme Court plans to discuss and potentially make decisions on the task force's recommendations in that arena next month. What they're getting at there is, to become an attorney now, before this changes, in most states, you've got to graduate law school and you have a diploma graduating from law school. You then apply to the bar exam, and there's two segments. One is the exam itself, the written test you sit down and take, and then one is character and fitness, and that's a group of people who examine your character and your fitness to be an attorney. And they dig into your past to make sure that you aren't a mastermind criminal or some evil person trying to take over the world. And they dig into your past. They ask for a resume of your entire life. And I went to law school a little bit later than some people, and they asked for a resume, and there was like 2 weeks one summer I didn't have a job. And I got a note back, and they said, your resume is incomplete because you left that two-week gap there. What did you do in those 2 weeks? And I called them. I said, I didn't do anything. They said, you need to put that in there. So I put in, I said, no job, 2 weeks. But they also fingerprint you, and they run your fingerprints, and they trust me. And they're looking to see if there's anything back to them, hint that you have problems. But then, you know, if you pass that, you've got to pass the bar exam. And the bar exam in Michigan is a two-day exam. The multi-state's one day. There's essays the other day. And it was a grind. It was a real grind. And so I thought it was just part of the process of becoming a lawyer. Now, you might say, but Steve, you know, there are people who aren't good at taking tests. Yeah, and if you're not good at taking tests, but you still have all the knowledge and ability and skill to be a lawyer, that's great. The question is, how do we know that? And I know you're going to say, but Steve, you got 500 hours of interning at a law firm. You should be able to do something, right? And yes, but you and I both know it depends on what the law firm is, what they do. You know, so if you go work at a big, big law firm and you work for a while in this department, a while in this department, you'll get a bunch of good generalized knowledge of different departments. What if you go work for somebody who's a sole practitioner and only does one thing? You know, all I do is administrative law hearings regarding labor law. Okay, now, can somebody studying that for 500 hours go out and become a lawyer and handle something completely different? I'm not quite sure about that. And the other thing I'm always concerned about is that there's a lot of pushback on the bar exam itself. And they say, look, we can show you statistically that certain groups of people do better in it and other groups of people do lesser in it. And as a result of that, there must be something inherently wrong with the test. And you can argue about both sides of it all day long. That's not what I'm here to argue about. My point is that once you do away with that, you're still going to have people who can't do it, who are then going to say, well, the process is wrong. All these classes you're making me take, all these hours of interning you're making me do, all the mentoring you're making me do. And are they going to start lowering those standards also? I don't know. But it is an experiment, and it'll be interesting to watch it happen. And I don't know what's going to happen. And it might be that some very, very good lawyers come out of this. But I can also tell you that I taught law school for 10 years. 10 years. And in those 10 years, I encountered a few students who I actually looked at and thought to myself, that student's not going to be a good lawyer. And that student might make actually a very bad lawyer. Now, it's possible that after they finished my class and all their other classes and graduated, maybe they turned that around. Maybe they did. But I think the bar exam should weed some people out. And it might seem unfortunate that you do your undergraduate, then you do your law school, then you take the bar exam and fail, and fail, and fail, and finally you give up. And I know some people will say, but that's so unfair that you put all this time and effort into something, and that one test is what's keeping you out. No, the test isn't keeping you out. If you can't pass that test repeatedly, knowing that's what you got to do, it should have occurred to you probably earlier that you're in the wrong field, okay? But there are people who disagree with me on that who now say, no, Steve, it turns out that that test is actually inherently unfair to some people, and therefore we're going to remove it, put it in this other system. Well, we'll see how it works. We'll see how it works. I'm not going to complain because they didn't do this 29 years ago. I passed. But I can tell you right now, it was one of the most painful two-day periods of my life. And you have no idea. You walk into, for those of you who don't know, the Breslin Center is where Michigan State University plays basketball. And they had tables set up on the court. And all of the test takers for the state of Michigan were in that building at that time. And there's proctors walking around, and you're sitting at a desk, and you're doing multiple choices one day, and the other day you're doing, you know, essay answers that you're handwriting out. The tension level. I left that building the second day with a headache that lasted about 3 days. And it's partially because I was like this the whole time, and I kept forgetting to look up and like move my head around. And it was just tension in my neck from doing this. But also, I knew that if I failed the exam, it was going to be time to study again and take it over. And you don't want to take it over. You don't want to. So I knew people who failed it and retook it and passed it. I've known people who took it more than once. But again, we'll see what happens. I don't think all 50 states will go this way. But I wouldn't be surprised if 10 or 15 more announce this in the near future. But we'll see what happens. And the other question I have, and I just got to throw this out there, is that right now, I'm licensed to practice in Michigan only. I cannot practice in any other state. If I wanted to open a practice in another state on a regular basis, I could go to, say, Ohio, which has reciprocity with Michigan, and I could apply to get into their bar, and they would interview me and talk to me and a bunch of other stuff, and then they'd run character and fitness on me. And then they might say, yes, Steve, we'll let you practice law in Ohio. We'll let you. And then I could practice law in Ohio. Some states famously do not have reciprocity with anybody because they don't want to do that. And so the question I have is, if you got your bar license in a state that does this, what are the odds that another state with reciprocity is going to let you come in if they require a bar exam? So they might say, well, we have reciprocity with those states when their lawyers have taken the bar exam, but they might say we will not accept those. And so that'll be another question I don't know the answer to, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. So thank you, everybody sent this, because everybody did send this, from thespokesman.com. Emma Epperly wrote it. Supreme Court of Washington says bar exam will no longer be required to become an attorney in Washington State. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Actions speak louder than tweets.